Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday afternoon edition of Psychics Gone Wild. I'm thrilled. The reason we call it Gone Wild is because it does go wild and changes up all the time. And I was thrilled to wake up this morning and find out that I was going to be sharing the airwaves with Reverend Jay. Are you there, Jay?
I am. Hey, 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 it is Reverend Jay.
How are you? It's great. I was just thrilled to see. I love doing the show with you. So I'm thrilled to have you here. For those of you who have not heard Reverend Jay before, I did post a link to his website, and I will do that again. But what would be better is if you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, because I'm sure I'll forget something.
Thank you, Amy. I am psychicradioreadings.com, and I do all kinds of psychic work. I do regular readings. I'm really now channeling a lot more. Today, in fact, I was gifted to channel Yeshua, and so that was an unusual thing for me. But so I've had a morning filled with psychic readings and stuff, so it's been really fun. And the other thing is I'm a healer, so I've done all kinds of psychic surgery, and I've really helped people, a lot of women, when they have traumatic childhoods or in their teenage years, they have their goddess energy step aside so that they can so they can survive. And lots of times women don't realize that they've separated, and that causes a lot of discourse in their life. And I'm also have been gifted the ability to help integrate a goddess energy back in, or I am capable of helping men bring back a child or their hero energy. So I do so many different facets of healing. It's really quite interesting, and I thank you for that. And that's psychic.
And you forgot to tell them about your that you're also an accomplished musician, and
yes.
You actually create healing music. You know, that's written, performed, and sung by you. And if I remember correctly, I'm trying to catch up here on your website and cheat, but much of this music is divinely inspired and, you know, perhaps channeled?
It is. It is. I've actually written 3 books of music, so I've been doing music for a long time. It wasn't always channeled. Some of my later music is, a lot of people look at it and say, oh, it's religious, but I am spiritual, and my love for the divine and of God and the essence of goodness is why I do it. And I do a lot of volunteering at nursing homes, so there is a sense of healing when I do that particular music. I see it, especially in the nursing homes. I can come in, and some patients are loud and can't control themselves, and I can bring in an essence through my music of peace, calm, and it's amazing, you know, the different aspects that Source has you create at if you have the interest. And it's kind of like you. You're the only mermaid that I know. And I love that. I tell people about you all the time.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, you know, and it really was divinely inspired. You know, there's so many words that are especially in the realm of spirituality that are that are polarizing, you know, medium, psychic, those things. And I didn't want to polarize people, so I just came up with mermaid. It's interesting because you know, I call into a lot of different blog talk shows to listen and also to practice. It's a great, you know, for those of you listening, you know, calling into blog talk shows, and for those of you who are trying to heighten your abilities and don't feel that you're, you know, full-blown healer yet, a great way to practice your skills is call into blog talk shows. Just listen and listen to the callers and, you know, give the callers readings. And I think you will find more often than not what your guides and what your intuition tells you is going to be very similar to what the reading might be or what caller expresses. And where was I going with all that? I forget. Now I forget what I was even talking about. But
it is great that, you know, we get to one thing that we get to do is, because we've done a lot of the work, is we get to help people go to that next level. So I think that's what I love about what I'm doing now, is I'm actually bringing people to the next level, helping with opening the third eye or chakra clearings or stuff like that. So I totally get what you were saying, and you have felt...
I forget why I was saying it. So I guess it was all, you know, it all... It doesn't even matter. But for those of you listening, it's a wonderful way to first of all meet a lot of exciting and wonderful people, and also hone your skills, because that's really the goal of all of this. Is, you know, a good healer is really first and foremost a teacher. First and foremost a teacher, and not necessarily just trying to create customers. And any time you go to a healer, you know, I was driving, and there was a woman in my area who has a shop, and I stopped in, and, you know, she gave me a half-baked reading, and next thing you know, we're not even 10 minutes into the interaction, she's telling me I needed something that cost $300, you know, and that's not, there needs to be a fair exchange, you know, there needs to be a fair exchange, but at the same time, this is not foremost the goal, is healing and educating. There was something else I was going to say, and now there's so much to say, I can't even think. But so maybe we'll move along here. But it sounds like you have something to say.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that, remind you that there were three winners. I gave away three 20-minute readings, channelings. Actually, they're not going to be readings. I'm going to actually channel for three people, and I don't know if you had their names or not.
I have two people in the in an email, and you have to excuse me. Maybe these are three. Raquel, I thought Raquel Louise was a person, but it's Raquel Louise and Woody. Yes,
right.
Reverend Jay was so generous to donate three 20-minute channeling readings, and the winners are Raquel Louise and Woody. They will also be notified, but if they're listening, you guys are the winners, and you're in for a real treat. We do have a lot of people in the queue, but I do want to ask you something, because this came up once in a it's interesting, because I came across, I'm sort of the accidental mermaid, but, and I've shared this before, in the moments that before Keith, my husband, died, I when we were very connected in his illness, and he was very scared to die. And I think that some part of me just said, oh, okay, I'll go and see what it's all about. Because I did end up having, I guess, what you would call a shared death experience. I went into the light, and of all the people up there that I could have possibly met, I ran into Jesus. And he was not Oprah guest Jesus, but he was definitely, you know, it was graphic. And he just had such unconditional love for me, and there was just this sparkle and this light. But there was also, like, a lot of blood and gore, you know, remnants of the crucifixion. And I know a lot of people who walk a spiritual path have had a traumatic, to say the least, you know, experience with, you know, there's a lot that has been done in the name of Christianity and the Bible. Unfortunately, I am not one of those people. So Jesus is a huge part of my, you know, it's a huge part of my healing, and he's one of my main guys. And it actually, I ended up joining a church, and I'm just fascinated by it all. And I see commonality where a lot of people see difference, and it's just because of my perspective. But a question came up, and it reminds me because one of my dear friends is in the chat, and I guess she's listening, Chris. And we had this discussion on her show, Curious Times, one night. What is your understanding of what the Holy Spirit is? I'll tell you about my perspective in a second. But so little focus is, I'm just curious. I'll just leave it at that. If you can just explain some of that, and then I'm going to explain something. And I'm going to try to be quiet. I'm rambling.
I actually utilize the Holy Spirit a lot because I do healings, and the Holy Spirit is essential in to me, the Holy Spirit, and it's not a he or she, but it's an essence. I qualify it as he because I'm male, and I tend to say he a lot. That essence of the Holy Spirit has true remembrance of all God's divinity in choice. So he actually knows every aspect of Source and has remembrance of it and can help facilitate it through our dimension, is my understanding of it. I've done a lot of biblical study. I've read the Bible several times. I've done A Course in Miracles. I am a teacher of The Course in Miracles. I did, you know, the year program, plus I did a teaching credential thing. But I'm not drawn to teach that. But it is a foundational basis of my work because I do healing. And so the Holy Spirit is really essential in healing. And he has full remembrance of God knowledge or Source knowledge. And unlike Jesus, who is a healer and part of the Trinity and everything, Jesus does not have full God knowledge, as I understand it. What he has is the essence of God. But knowing of God knowledge comes through the Holy Spirit, and that is his essential purpose. So how does that resonate with you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I like it. But this is, I like it a lot. And I think that in, you know, Christian religious practices, not enough attention is paid to that aspect, because that is, you know, really where we get signs and messages from. And I was in a discussion with a woman who, you know, my friend Alyssa Ned, who's wrote this book, My Son in the Afterlife, and it's about her son. A lot of, and some of the listeners also are followers of a blog called Channeling Eric. And Alyssa's book came out. She was actually on Fox News and a couple of other places, but then some uber, you know, religious people who actually were like some former witches, something or other, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was that old, oh, you know, you're not talking to your deceased loved ones. You were talking to, you know, minions of the devil and blah, blah, blah. And when I was trying to make, I just don't see it that way at all, and it hasn't been my experience. And, you know, I continually asked for clarification. And it came to me when I was having this discussion with this woman, and I was and it was funny because we were both trying to be so polite because we were both such good Christians. We didn't want to engage in any fighting words. I said, I think that, and I would love your clarification on this, is that, or your input, not clarification, input on this, is I really felt that our deceased loved ones are sort of part of a collective Holy Spirit, and that when we're when we're communicating, with the dead, that really it's just familiar aspects of the Holy Spirit, because they also used to call it the Holy Ghost, when ghost, which of course that even further confuses the whole thing, and I don't want to spend the whole show on this, but since I had you as a guest and I knew you were so knowledgeable, I wanted to throw that out there. And
okay, so what I my understanding about connection with the other side is that you really have to not get caught up in religion, because religion and defining it as this or that is an incorrect process. What it is it's a format for growth. Once you define it, then it says it can't go any farther. But in spirituality, you get the choice of going to the level and the depth of willingness to open to it. So I grew up Catholic, and I actually was on the board of directors, and I was the 75th Jubilee president, and I raised my children as Catholic, and they went to Catholic school, and but I always had to deal with my psychic ability on the side as something that wasn't accepted. But the truth is once I stepped into spirituality, I connected so fast to the other side that my knowledge of the other side is so expanded and so much more pleasant. Religion teaches a lot of negative aspects of life and limits you and keeps you boxed in so that you can pay and pray for your sins when in reality God sees you always as perfect. And the experiences that we have are not really sins, they're experiences. They're learning lessons. They're lessons that you can perceive as good or bad, but they're not really even good or bad. They're just experience. And you glean from it what you're supposed to. And if you don't glean enough from it, you'll repeat it until you're waking up enough to not repeat. Do you get that? Or do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And so many people, for very good reason, sin is, something that we are supposed to avoid, but we're really not. We're really, by our very essence, we really came here to sin. It's just there's so many, and again, exactly, you start using these words, and that I said it so beautifully before. They really are, as soon as you define it, you've set limits on it. And the world of spirit is limitless. And, but in so many of these discussions, that happen both, on these radio shows, amongst like-minded people, amongst different people, we use these words that are, and the Course in Miracles says words are symbols for symbols, but thus they're twice removed from reality. And you just said it so well. And you said that as soon as we seek to define these things, we have set limits. We have set limits on it, and that's just such a beautiful. It's just such a beautiful way to look at it. And with that said, we've got a ton of callers in the queue, so let's get started here.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. So our first caller was actually here before me, and hopefully it will. Here we go. It's area code 503. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Amy. It's October in Portland.
Oh, hi, October. Oh, gosh.
Hi.
October. October's a gem. She's one of my friends from Channeling Eric. And she's not that I have favorites, but she is just a dear. So I'm going to let, since I know you, I'm going to let you ask your question to Jay.
Sure. So basically, I've had about 3 or 4 instances in which I've had a spirit touch me. I guess it's a touch, and I feel a burning sensation. Usually it's my ear. I guess I think I know who it is, but I want to kind of figure out if I'm correct and what that's all about. I mean, are they yelling at me and are trying to get a message through? I don't hear anything, but I definitely feel the burn of my ear. It's always my right ear.
I think what I'm getting is that it's Shamiel, and it's to lift you from the depths of sorrow. Are you sad about something?
No.
Are you?
Not really.
Okay, so in...
I mean, at times, I mean, sure, we all go through phases, don't we? We all have our moments that, you know,
okay.
We're not happy with our life or whatever, but...
Did you have a traumatic childhood?
I guess you could call it that.
Okay, I think it's to, sorrow is something that imprints. And so what I'm feeling like is that Shamiel is like this pure love essence, and they are trying to, there's no male or female. So if I say she or
is that, I mean, I don't understand that name. I've not heard that before. What is that?
Shamiel is an angel, and
okay.
I don't know if she's an archangel, but she's an angel. And she is...
Oh, she is an archangel. I will point that out, thanks to... I just went to the Google School of Angel. And she is
bringing forth this essence for you. It's a healing of pure love. And all I can feel is that it's part of your childhood that needs to be cleansed out. The tingling in your ear is...
It's not tingling, it's burning.
It's burning, okay.
It's a burning. It's definitely, it's like, oh my God, my ear is on fire. Yeah.
Okay. I can't really define what the burning is, but what I would do is this, is I would recognize it, and I would release it, because just say, okay, I understand that I'm having this burning in my ear. I recognize it and I release it, and then listen, because I think it's a message, but you're not hearing. And it's so like, it's not an outer message, like outside of you. It's an inner voice, and it's actually, the voice is more towards your left temple than your actual ear. But I don't think that you're honing in reason why they're doing that is to bring your consciousness. Is it on the left side?
No, it's on the right. It's always on the right.
Okay.
The first time I felt it, it was actually, it felt like somebody was brushing the hair out of my face, and it burned from my forehead to my right ear. And then the next time, it was just the top of my ear that just, it burned.
Oh. It may be because I'm looking at you, so that would make it your right side. But I would release it. And first I would address, I feel it, I recognize it, I release it, and then I would listen. But I think you need to listen. It's actually, the sound is actually coming from your left side. So I don't know why it's the right burning ear, but that's what I'm getting. And
I guess who I thought it was Eric, the person that Amy was talking about earlier. Because the first time it happened, it was followed with a dragonfly that landed on a rose and hung out there for a while. So, I mean, that's who I thought it was. And that's why I was trying to get confirmation if maybe I was assuming it was somebody that it wasn't.
I'm actually feeling that it's the person that's actually, or the essence that's actually with you, trying to communicate with you is Shamiel.
Okay.
And she's an angel. And you're speaking of something different than what I'm talking about.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying that I needed to get clarification, because I was assuming that
right.
it was this individual, you know, and maybe I considered that maybe that it wasn't him at all and that it was somebody
right.
else.
I'm not feeling any Eric at all, so I don't know what to tell you on that. I'm not getting...
No, that's fine. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, it's there's an angelic presence that you're not waking up to or you're not hearing. That's
yeah.
right there. And
okay,
I
appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I'm just going to chime in a little bit here because
right.
I know Eric. And as soon as you said that, I had a strong set, and I didn't want to give you a reading since I know you, and I just felt like, you know, I might be, you know, especially just doing it quickly on the radio, I had a strong sense that it was not Eric. The way you described it, you know, Eric's so playful and likes to give us sort of these gentle, you know, he's more playful about the lessons, and the way that you described the sensation just did not jive with Eric's energy, and it
right.
I really liked what Jay said about, you know, this kind of, you know, this love is sort of like what we were talking about, you know, it's really what so few human, you know, we have this one word love, and we use it for so many things that truly aren't love, but this is really, you know, love in its purest form. It doesn't have to do with romance, really compassion and mercy and a lot about forgiveness. So, but I really felt strongly that it's just not the way Eric, you know, Eric will jump on your shoulders it's very playful energy, and his messages are very playful. And this sounds, you know, the way Jay described it, it's just not more profound than Eric, but, you know,
what,
it's like the big guy,
smell?
You know. At the,
well,
at the end of the day, Eric's just another dead guy up there trying to share, you know. And that's what I understand of all this, is that, you know, when we die, and that's why we just love communicating with our deceased loved ones, is because when, you know, lesson 101, when you lose your body, is you finally understand love. You know, you understand this, oh, this is what love, you know, this is what love is. And, you know, if we can just get little glimpses, and while we still have bodies, it would just be just amazing.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to press 1 so that I don't go back in queue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great. Okay, that was beautiful. Yeah, we love our Eric. But at the end of the day, it's hard not to kind of put him, I don't know, it's hard to describe, because he's just so, he's just such a great guy. He's just such a great guy. But I think that's one of the important things that we need to understand, too. The difference between guides and angels. My understanding, the angels, certainly the archangels, have never taken on a human form. Is
exactly.
that correct?
That's,
no, and that's an important
yeah.
distinction. So even though, you know, when we talk to, you know, when our loved ones die, go to the other side, you know, they go through this just amazing, you know, purification, you know, and everything suddenly makes sense. And I mean, were at one point in time humans, so they have a little bit of that remembrance of all these silly human things that we do. But the archangels and all the angels, they've never been to earth. They're just pure, unadulterated essence of whatever they're bringing forth. Okay, I'm talking too much. Our next caller is 845. Are you there?
Hi, Amy. How are you? This is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, and I'm glad you have Reverend Jay on the show. He's a dear friend of mine and very talented and gifted person.
I was wondering if
you particularly had a message for me, just a general message from guides and spirits today.
Okay. Let me move away from hostess and get a little centered here.
Sure. Thank you.
Certainly.
I can start if you want, because I got three
yeah,
things.
Please do. I'm just pulling this together here. Yeah, go ahead.
Margaret, actually, three things came right through, and one is romance angels are all around you dancing. So you're manifesting really strong in the love energy of a relationship. And the other thing that I got right away was that you're going to be doing some great healing energy work, and that you're on the right path, and that you're just need to move forward or take that step. There's a step. It's like stairs, but I see you still on the first step. So take that, you know, step, and then you're going to be on the step, you know, rather than on the first step. So I'll let Amy take over now.
Oh, okay, thanks. Okay, I'm pulling the mermaid cards. The big message I get is that you are in a peak period. You know, you're coming out of a period where you've done a lot of really difficult work, and it might have been, you know, some of it might have been a little bit painful, but it was definitely well worth the effort, job well done, and as a result, you're coming into a period where pretty much like you'll be able to manifest. You know, you're going to be in a manifesting mode as long as you continue to trust your intuition. Don't make decisions in your head. Make decisions from your gut. Make sure check your gut before you make any decisions, especially any major decisions. And I'm also sensing that, certainly I'm sensing that you are a light worker. You have great healing powers. And those, because of the work that you've done, it's kind of like you're cleared out, and you're going to be coming into a period of time where you're going to be helping a lot of people, especially young people, children and young people. Now, I don't know that necessarily means a career change. I think it's just going to more happen just in your day-to-day life. I didn't pick anything up on the romance, but I just wasn't really sensing in that area. But if that is something, you know, going back to this idea that you've come through a period of where you've done a lot of work and a lot of clearing on yourself, that certainly makes sense. But as you evaluate your potential partners, you know, don't use your eyes, don't use your head, don't use your past, just use your gut, because I believe that this person is going to be quite a bit different than the past relationships that you've had. So your attraction to them is going to be different. Not to say they're going to be ugly, you know, like, oh, find the ugliest guy or whatever, you know, but truly pick this partner using your gut, you know, checking your gut reaction to this, and not just from like repeating, because your tastes have changed. You're a different person than you were 6 months ago. A lot of times we don't know that we are because we don't really, you know, we were doing the work. We don't understand that we are different, but we just continue to make the same choices because there are choices that are familiar. Or, oh, of course that's what I want because that's what I always wanted. Make sure that's why it's so important to run everything through your intuition, because you're quite a different person than you were just a short period of time ago, and you really haven't had a lot of opportunity to exercise your preferences or discretion, so you don't even know that your preferences in a lot of different areas have changed. So be very, there's a whole bunch of new things that are going to be opening up to you. But it's going to be critical that you remember to check your gut to see what it is that you want.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. That all very much resonates with what's going on with me. And I also want to say I too am a fellow mermaid. So, hello.
Yes, exactly. It's just it's a great thing to be. You know, and the more I. Really, like so many things, it started like a joke, but nothing really is. Because the more the mermaid, you know, like live by the sea. But it's a wonderful thing to be. And for all of you listeners, you know, you don't have to live by the sea to be a mermaid. You can be a mermaid. It's really a state of mind. It's really just. Again, it's kind of hard to describe, but if you just think of, you know, just think of how a mermaid lives her life and think of how you can apply that on a daily basis, it's really a good thing to be. It's a very powerful place to come from, especially in, you know, with decision making. Anyway, I'm talking too much today. I always talk too much, but I'm so glad that you shared that. And it is. It's not just about wearing seashells on your boobs. It's much more. It's much more than that. You can do it in a winter coat. You can do it in and you don't even need an ocean. You don't even need an ocean to be one. So thank you so much for sharing that. And then we're going to go to our next caller, which is 832.
Hello.
832. There. Hi, are you there? Who are we speaking to?
Yes. This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for calling in. How can we help?
Well, I was calling to see if you guys could give me some insight into, I feel like I've been getting some messages lately about changing some things within my life and my lifestyle, and I'm not really sure if that's true or if it's just a hunch or what.
I'll definitely say that it's true, because we are always supposed to change. But as I pull my cards, I'm going to let Jay share.
Okay.
Is it Melissa?
That's right.
Yeah, Melissa, where do you actually live? Just like
in
the
Houston?
State.
Oh, in Texas?
In Texas, okay. Yeah, I'm getting that a couple of things for you. One, that you are going to be changing and it's going to be a favorable outcome. But what I feel like I want to address for you is a need for self-forgiveness. And I feel like I just want you to know that everything in life that we do is an experience. And things have transpired in your life, and you're carrying some, actually there's some cords that are attached to you. And you can, if you want, I could just call in Archangel Michael right now and cut those cords. They're weighted cords. As far as when I look at cords, you can see angelic cords or ethereal cords as gold and white, or sometimes they have essence of pink, or they're light. Some cords that are attachments to things that we don't want are weighted cords, and they appear a darker color to me. So, there's like, okay, did you just end a relationship?
Well, I'm kind of distancing myself from my family a little bit just because it's better for me.
Okay. No, this is a relationship with an individual.
No, not recently.
Okay. So how long ago did it end?
A friend of mine, she was just a friend 5 years ago, 6 years
five
ago.
Years. Okay. So then it's probably okay to just quickly cut that cord because it's not a recent cord. Sometimes you don't want to cut a cord. If you had a relationship that ended right away, you might reel back. So this is just like I said, it was a forgiveness, a self-forgiveness. Remember that we just do have things in our life that we experience to experience. So what you gleaned from it, some of it you've held on to as in relationship of you or how you responded or how it ended negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So while Amy's reading you, I will just do, if it's all right with you, and I have permission, I will just cut. There's actually two cords that I see that need to be severed and brought
yes.
to the light. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll just pass it on to Amy.
Okay, great. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting in Jay's reading, you know, we don't realize how long we carry the energy of past relationships around with us. It's important to remember that this isn't like bippity boppity boo. A lot of this is really scientific, and it has to do with the laws of energy. And so often we continue to carry around this energy because we haven't transmuted it into something else. Now the mermaids are telling me, for you it is it's playtime. Really important for you to, and I think this is where some of your changes are coming in. It's really important for you. So often people think that playfulness and playing is child's immaturity, and it certainly doesn't manifest. It certainly doesn't manifest anything, but so much invention and so much, we propel ourselves so much through our playtime, and so many of us do not take enough time to play. This play allows us to explore, and like I was telling the other caller, so many of us are drawn to things that no longer serve us just because they are familiar, and we don't take the time to see what we truly want. We just gravitate to the familiar. So that's what the moments are telling me, that that through play you were going to find new things, that, you know, these changes that you want to make. But they don't have to be serious. It's not like you have to go take a vow of celibacy or a vow of poverty or, you know, make some actual proclamation. Playfully change things up. Playfully change things up, and you will find which of these things are, you know, going to propel you into the next phase of your life. You are going to find right now, because of this awakening that you've had, whether you make changes or don't make changes, you're going to find just your energy at this particular point in time is going to be especially threatening to people who have a vested interest in you not changing. So don't worry about that. Now is not a time to people please. If you are going to break ties with people or, you know, back away, you don't have to do it in a hateful or hurtful way. You can really do it in Again, going back to this idea of a playful heart, continue to trust your gut. They are, you know, your guides are giving you signs and nudges. And but the important thing that I'm getting from the energy and from the cards that I've thrown is that you know the truth, but the truth doesn't have to be. The truth can be funny. The truth can be, you know, again, to do this with a playful heart. You don't have, it doesn't have to be a dramatic, you know, where suddenly you're selling all your worldly possessions and living in a tent somewhere. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Just explore. You cannot make a mistake. And again, you know, just I'm repeating myself, but
right.
This playfulness is going to be a huge tool for you in discernment. It's going to lead to a great deal of discernment as to what's going to appeal to you.
And can I add in, Melissa, I just want you to make sure that you drink some water the next couple of days. And everything is fine, and I don't know if you felt any difference or if you felt a lifting, but you might feel an energetic shift. So you'd be open to it. Like Amy said, I thought Amy was right on about just be open to it don't perceive negative or positive. Just know that you can do everything in divine essence, and then you will bring forth that good change that you're looking for.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Yeah, it's interesting. I think a lot of people are going through some pretty profound shifts at this particular point in time. And I think a lot of people are, it was good that you pointed out the drinking water, because a lot of people are having physical issues, you know, tied to these energetic shifts, and they're thinking that they're getting physically ill, you know, going to the doctor, you know, getting medication, where things are, you know, we are going to feel as we continue to evolve and, you know, move further and raise our vibrations. Sometimes it's going to feel weird, and sometimes we're going to feel like, I know a lot of people have been complaining of migraines and headaches and stomach things and everything. So just pay close attention to your body. A lot of people I've had to start eating differently. I really have had to become incredibly careful about what I eat, and it has to do with just the shifting of the energy.
Well, you're absolutely right, and water is one of the essential things that we all need to start taking in. And I, you know, it sounds silly, but I actually bless the water I drink in. I bless my food. And it shifts the energy in the food. It shifts the energy in the water. And you can pray or bless the water that's in your shower so when it goes through the purification system where it's being refiltered and stuff, so that it brings new life, because water can be dead. And I don't know if you know that every right angle that water takes, it takes some of its life away from the actual flow of water, because water is supposed to flow smoothly. It's not supposed to make right angles. And by the time that we get it through a faucet in our house, it is pretty close to dead. And they have shown scientifically, by just blessing your water, that you can change the molecular structure of it. So, like you said, it's so important to notice what we're doing, especially with food, too. If you're not blessing your food to be, you know, harmonizing with your body, to nourish you, to bring you good health, you know, you're missing an essential part of being whole. And so I don't know if you're blessing your food, Amy, but I would bring that into your essence of practice, because I think you'll be surprised what that does for you.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting and very helpful. Thank you. And no, I haven't, because I have sort of equated that, because I live in the South and I see people saying grace in restaurants, and I'm always like, oh, I don't want to be one of that, you know, and it's just so silly how we push. But yeah, that is very important. Fascinating what you said about the water.
Right. I just do something really simple, like the power of God that I am, I bless this water to be healing and nurturing to my body. And I, you know, usually do pitchers of water, so I do it like a pitcher at a time, and therefore I, you know, I'm drinking healing water each time I do it. But it's important to do it in all the areas that you use water, you know, in the shower, because all that water is returning life to life. We are of water. Water is our life source, you know, so.
Yes, that is, I mean, it's very important. And these things are, you know, so much of this, we think, you know, so much of this can be theatric. And I think many of us tend to avoid so many of these things because we think it's just, but it makes sense. It makes sense, not just spiritually, but it makes sense scientifically. And it's just, these are little things that we can do. We don't have to run on, you know, we don't need a certification. We don't have to pay anybody.
Believe me, it's actually shown under microscope that blessing water makes a difference, and actually yelling at water makes a difference. Water is like a mega computer. So, because it has memory, and water's a really fascinating thing. So did you want to do one more reading? Or, okay. Well, anyway, so what I was also going to tell you about another ascension thing that's really important is meditation. And if you're not taking, and it only has to be 5 minutes a day, if you're not taking the time to be in silence, you are not going to move forward, because this time is a time, and especially with the people that are having all of these different energies that we were talking about before, where they're not feeling good, it's time to release. So just like with the woman with the burning in the ears, instead of focusing on exactly what it means, what I would do, especially if you're having symptoms and stuff, is say, I identify the symptom. So if you're having depression, I would say, I identify that I'm having depression. This does not serve me. I release it. And by doing that, you're going to open up a space, a little tiny space, for something new to come in. And if you do catch yourself saying something like, I'm so stupid, you can cancel that thought immediately and substitute it with something that's better or that's positive. And by doing that, you will be able to create an essence of happiness. I have actually gone from slightly negative to actually being in bliss just by those practices, meditating 5 to 10 minutes a day, clearing your mind, and just trying to have silence. And then in that silence, calling in your guide. You can ask for the name of your guide or who it is. And same thing, by blessing my food and my water, my health and my essence has become brighter. I just feel it. Yesterday, I literally was driving in the car and I was going, I'm free, 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 because I was just so happy. I was just like, I'm free. It's amazing, amazing transformation to get to the point where not everything's perfect in my life, but everything is an experience, and all those experiences are good for me to grow with. And I want to continue to experience. I don't want to just keep, trying to have the same experience. I want to be extremely happy. I want to feel that bliss different ways. I want to have all those kinds of things. Amy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I had to call back in. The call dropped. Anyway, we have time for
good.
One more caller here, and I agree. You know, we can be blissful and still walk through difficult things. So much of our, you know, society is based on avoiding pain, avoiding, you know, anything
right.
that's difficult. But really walking, we can walk through it blissfully, learn the lessons, and be done and move on. So we're going to move on to one more caller here.
Great.
Karen,
thank
is that
you. It is. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed. God bless you. What a gorgeous show. I love everything you're saying.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Jay's great. I'm so glad to share him. But we only have a few minutes, so let's ask your question super quick.
I'm just wondering what you see quickly for me in my relationship area.
Okay.
Thanks.
Tight here, Jay. Go ahead.
Are you in a relationship? Because I'm getting wedding. So,
I'm married, yeah.
Oh, you're married? Okay. So, so I guess that, okay. So let me ask it differently then, because I actually got a celebration or a wedding, or I was getting a need to have fun. Are you having fun in your relationship?
No. So that makes sense.
Okay. So do you know how to have fun?
Yeah, I know how to have fun. We just have different ideas of fun.
Well, you used to have ideas that were the same as far as fun. Do you remember that?
It was 20 years ago. not before I discovered who I was.
Okay. Okay.
I'm getting, and real quick, I just want to move quick since we're almost out of time, but I'm getting, when Jay said wedding, I really got the sense of renewed vows. And that doesn't mean that you have to go stand on a mountaintop or anything, but it's just, it's difficult. Both of you have been worn down by the day-to-day, and both of you are seeing, you know, because we're all holographs, and we tend to just see the one, you know, the spots and the problem areas. So I'm just really sensing that if you see him with new eyes, he's going to see you with new eyes. That doesn't mean that the problems are to be ignored, but there's just been too much time spent focusing. You know, the problems are getting bigger than they truly are. And if you just look to another area, a lot of the things that you both are sensing as problems are going to really evaporate, because they're not problems. A lot of them are figments of your imagination. A lot of them have been allowed to just grow a little larger than they truly are. That doesn't mean that you're being naive or being a doormat or accepting unacceptable behavior. But I feel very strongly that if you just, you know, look in a different direction. See him with new eyes, and he will then see you with new eyes. Because a lot of this stuff is just, again, like so many of these callers today, we get in habits. We don't even check how we feel, or we just do things habitually without really sensing, without really doing a check to see, you know, is this true? So there's a lot of things that you guys are focusing on right now that just are not true, and you have made them true by repeating them. So,
wow.
Jay, I'm going to let you.
And really search for that fun, because I think that's all that's missing, is that you don't have the remembrance, or you need to find a mutual fun that you're missing.
That's
what I'm really getting for you.
You both are so wonderful. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. God bless you both. Thank you for sharing
your
gift.
Thanks, and feel
yeah.
free to call back, and hopefully we can give you a longer reading. So anyway, we have 25 seconds. So for those of you who held, you know, that Blog Talk Radio is full of shows. I just heard that Barbara DeLong, who is a fabulous reader, is going to be on right now at 4 o'clock. So for those of you who didn't get read, and Jay, it was just such a gift to share time with you.
I love you.
You're just so wise, and